Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Funny about the Final Four teams is that every year in the middle of the year, we get these are two clearly the best teams in their conference. It's inevitable. It's going to be a conference championship game. And usually something happens along the way to trip that up. Like last year, Pittsburgh, New England. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. And then the Jaguars came along.
Right.
This year was very different. This year we got what many assumed we were going to get 2 months ago. And as a fan, I always assume there's going to be an upset. I always assume something's going to trip things up. And I assume that this year, and I was dead wrong, we got exactly what the standings kind of told you we were going to get maybe 8 weeks ago. The Patriots and the Chiefs, the Rams and the Saints.
Yep.
Kind of like, I think it was the 2015 season where we got that as well. The one and the two and the one and the two.
Yeah.
And we got it again.
That's what we got. And both of them are rematches. As you know, we mentioned it already, that 43-40 game, Kansas City losing to the Pats on a Sunday night in Foxborough. And, of course, that game a number of weeks ago in the Superdome when the Saints beat the Rams 45-35, which really was the game that got them the home field advantage when you break it down.
Yeah, no, that's the difference.
That was the difference.
And we know how significant it is. Yesterday with the Eagle game, I thought there were two moments that changed everything because when Philadelphia comes out and on the first play of the game, Drew Brees takes a shot deep and Trevion LeBlanc, who is
under
through really,
the pass, by the way. I mean, Thomas was open if he got the ball there.
He was.
Yep.
He was. We saw Brees make a couple of throws like that.
On the deep throws,
Well, LeBlanc was able to pick it off. The Eagles end up scoring a touchdown. Then they force a three and out. Then they score another touchdown. I think one of the moments that was huge is when Philadelphia got the football back up 14-0 early second quarter, and Nick Foles throws that interception to Marshawn Lattimore.
Who had a tremendous game, by the way.
He was
Marshawn Lattimore had a phenomenal game yesterday.
He was. That changes things. Because at 14-0, as they're driving, as they're almost on the New Orleans side of the field, even if they kick a field goal there, you're talking about a three-possession game. So, A, the turnover, and then the obvious one, and that's the fake punt.
And you know, it's interesting on a fake punt because it's 14-0. And remember, there was a penalty on the play number one.
Holding,
a holding penalty that would have knocked it back to be a third and 11. And, of course, you know, fourth and one on his own 30-yard line. So Peterson declines the penalty. And I knew right then, I said to myself, they're going to go for this. I really felt it. I thought they were going to go for it in a conventional way. And, of course, they do it with the fake punt. Tayshaun Hill gets the first down. And even the touchdown on that drive was a fourth and goal from the two.
Yep.
I thought they were going to kick the field goal. I was thinking, I don't know if you were, I was thinking, okay, they're going to take the 3 points here. They got to get something out of this. And, they go for it and they get the touchdown.
I only didn't because it's Sean Payton.
Yeah,
and that's what he's done. I mean, if you remember back to the Super Bowl, they won the onside kick. The fake punt was gutsy in its own right. They were on their own 30-yard line.
Yeah.
If somehow that fails, and I know Taysom Hill has been this great weapon, not just on a play like that.
He also threw a touchdown pass that got called back.
I know.
He put the ball, who was it? Was it Ted Ginn? He put it right on his hands.
Well, this, I think it's their left guard, Andres Pete. What a performance
he had. Day. He had
a
rough
day. Oh, my God.
Right.
Holding penalties, false starts. Yep. He takes the Hill touchdown away. But fourth and goal from the two, down 14-0. Normally, I'd say, you know what, just get the points. You're in your own building. Just take the points. But it's Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And he's gutsy.
And he got it.
And not only does it work, but a pump fake to Michael Thomas, who we all think the ball is going to, and it ends up being who? Christian Kirkwood?
Yep. Makes the only ball he caught the whole game, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty big one.
Yep.
But those moments really changed things from 14-0. Philly's got a chance to make this lead even bigger, to going for the fake punt, to going for it on fourth and goal from the 2 yard line. And after that, give the Saint defense a lot of credit.
Tremendous.
The Eagle offense did absolutely nothing.
They really did nothing. There's no question about it. And let's also talk about the drive that gave them the lead, because that was one of the epic drives you're ever going to see. What was it? 18 plays, 11 and a half minutes. And remember, they overcame two holding penalties, yep. Two of them.
And a false start.
Right, and a false start. The one holding penalty I just mentioned on the touchdown pass, Hill threw it to Ginn that got called back.
Mm-hmm.
So and it started on about their own 7-yard line. What was it, 93-yard drive?
That's right.
I think that's what it was.
Yep, started on their own 7 or 8-yard line.
Oh, my God.
They not only overcome two holding penalties by Pete, one holding penalty by Pete. There was another holding penalty was on Unger, and it really wasn't a hold.
Center. Yeah, right. No, it was a bad call.
That was a bad call.
It really was a bad call. You're right.
And then there was a false start, but 3rd and 16 to Michael Thomas. That's the play that jumps out at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at that point, it's a makeable field goal, but it's a 45-yard field goal. And as we saw later with Will Lutz, you never know.
Right.
We don't know. And he converts on a 3rd and 16. And I thought at that point, once they got it down to the Philadelphia 10-yard line and eventually the 2-yard line, they had to score a touchdown.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, they had to.
Yeah, they had to put it in the end zone.
And
they did.
And they did to Michael Thomas. But think about this. So the Eagle offense does nothing after they score those two touchdowns early to go up 14-0. They do nothing, right?
Right, yep.
They still were in a position
to
potentially win the game.
And they were driving. And I'm watching this game with my son, who is a huge Saint fan. I mean, I had the whole families over the house yesterday, and everybody's rooting for the Saints. I want to see them win, but I didn't want to see them cover, so it worked out for me.
Right.
I wanted to get something out of the weekend when I went 1-3.
I get it.
But, I mean, so when Lutz misses the field goal, I'm like, oh, my God. And then he hits that pass to Ertz for the first down. And let's be honest, Foles puts the ball right on Alshon Jeffrey's hands. You got to catch the football.
Oh, it's all on Alshon. And he took the blame. He admitted it after the game.
How could he not?
He handled it as well as he could. And who knows if that ball doesn't go through his hands.
Because
you know what I was thinking about? When Will Lutz misses the field goal of 52 yards, I'm thinking, oh, my God, the Foles magic. This is going to be so typical that Nick Foles and this Eagle offense, who's done nothing since they were up 14-0, if they can sustain this drive, they got about 3 minutes to go in this game. Who knows how much time they leave
to
New Orleans.
Right.
I started thinking, how many timeouts do the Saints have? Holy mackerel, they only have one. They just used their second timeout before the third down play.
Yeah, they had used them. That's right.
So they have one timeout left. So what's going through my mind is, oh, my God, they score a touchdown. Let's say they leave 30, 40 seconds left. Is it going to be enough time?
Not yet.
To get into field goal range? So when Lutz misses that field goal, my brain is telling me, oh, my God, the Foles magic is coming.
I know. Look that way.
And the magic ended because of a receiver and Alshon Jeffrey.
Yep.
That ended the magic.
That was it.
They even got the roughing the passer call, which set them up.
They did. That's true.
Which, look, it is roughing the passer.
He grabbed his face. He hit him in a face mask, right?
They're going to call it.
Yeah, they're going to call that.
They're going to call it.
Yep.
And we could sit here all day and say, oh, they wouldn't have called it 20 years ago. But it's not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2019, they're going to call that.
They are.
And it set them up at the 27-yard line.
Yep.
And, well, one mistake by Alshon Jeffrey and the magic of Nick Foles ended, and maybe it ended in Philadelphia. It's going to create a very intriguing storyline over the next few weeks and months to follow. What the heck ends up happening with Nick Foles?
Yeah. I can't see how they're keeping him. I mean, how are you going to do that? I just don't see how that's possible. You got a young kid in Wentz. You got to be concerned.
What would you do if this was the Jets? Would you not want to get rid of Wentz?
Boy, oh boy, it's a tough call. I mean, we talked about it already. Foles is a god in Philadelphia. I mean, even just what he did this year. I mean, his team looked like they were dead in the water. He leads them into the playoffs. They win a playoff game. I mean, I don't know what do you do?
Look,
it's a tough call.
I don't think they're going to get rid of Carson Wentz by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I don't either.
And I'm not even saying they should. But let's say they did. Let's say they moved on. They traded Carson Wentz to Miami or wherever.
Right.
And Nick Foles ends up having just a very average career for the rest of his career. And Wentz ends up having a really good career. It's not going to be this epic failure because they won a Super Bowl
already.
With Nick Foles.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And even what he did this year. I mean, there was 6-7. He comes in, they beat the Rams, they're on a roll. Next thing you know, they're in the divisional round.
And they didn't lose this game by Nick Foles crashing and burning.
No, he didn't crash and burn. They hardly had the ball either.
That 18-play drive had a lot to do with
it. Of course.
And then when they finally get the ball back, they basically run 5 plays and they're punting again.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I assume what they're going to do, because the way this option works is that they both have the option on $20 million. I doubt both sides are going to say, let's bring each other back for $20 million. He's going to end up as a free agent, and I guess Philadelphia could franchise him and trade him.
Could.
Or they could just let him go and let him walk away.
Yeah.
And then what's the market for him?
I don't know.
Those teams that need quarterbacks, how do they view Nick Foles as a free agent?
I don't know. The one thing I do know is that he could do no wrong in Philadelphia. That's for sure. No. I don't think he'd ever want to take less money to be a backup there. I don't think that he would. But like I said, he's a god in Philadelphia.
You know what, though? I don't even think with Nick Foles, and I'm assuming, I don't know the guy, that it would necessarily be about money more than it would be he probably
chance
thinks
to be
he's
a starting
quarterback and he wants to play.
Right, right.
You know, these guys are competitors, all of them. All of them think they're great, and they should. They all should think they're great. So I'm sure the guy wants to play and not sit behind Carson Wentz, especially with what this man's accomplished over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, who are the teams out there that would want him? The Dolphins?
I don't know what their view is. Are they
the
trying
Jaguars?
To win? Jacksonville makes perfect sense.
Right, right.
Really makes a lot
would
of sense.
Would the Giants be interested in Foles?
I don't know. Because if they acquire Nick Foles, that means it's the end of Eli Manning.
Yeah.
He's not coming
here
to compete with Eli Manning.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.